all over here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, and it's finished. Finn Harps 1, Wexford 0. So in the third meeting of these sides this season, Harps have got their first victory over the Leinster side, who played well tonight. Wexford had a number of good situations, good goal scoring opportunities, especially in the first half, but they came up against a top performance from the Finn Harps goalkeeper Lorenzo Barbosa, who was excellent tonight, made a number of very, very good saves, the best of which actually came at the beginning of the second half. Wexford broke clear, a 3-on-2 situation. Doyle slipped the pass to Mikey Rowe in goal, or in front of goal. Rowe had the goalkeeper to beat. He went for power, struck it well, but Barbosa was equal to that effort. A brilliant one-handed save from the Harps keeper, and Harps managed to keep Wexford out on that occasion. That was the situation. You were just waiting for Wexford to make the breakthrough, because they continued to create good chances. Ryan Ritchie also went close just after the hour mark, but Harps made changes, a double substitution at half time, or on the hour mark, excuse me, Tony McNamee and Bernardo Montero coming in, and then a few minutes later they give a debut to Bridal Bossacani, the player who joined the club today on loan from Drogheda United. The 21-year-old came off the bench, and those changes certainly gave Harps a bit of a lift. Joe Bradley Walsh flung over another free kick, which was headed just over the bar by Josh Cullen. Then Shawnee Bradley was sprung from the bench for around about the last 15 or 16 minutes in place of Warren McHugh up top, and another free kick from Joel Bradley Walsh caused problems for Wexford. It struck a defender, saved by the goalkeeper as the ball ricocheted back towards their own goal, and then came the big moment of the match. On 80 minutes, Harps played a decent move down the right hand side. McAteer was involved, Josh Cullen, eventually the ball was played to Tony McNamee. I thought McNamee was winding up for a shot, but he took his time. He slipped the pass to his left to Bernardo Montero, who came in off his left foot onto his favourite right and struck a beautiful effort, bent it round the goalkeeper Moody and into the back of the net. A wonderful goal from Montero, who came off the bench and played ever so well on the left hand side. He got the equaliser away to Athlone Town last weekend, but his winner tonight gives Harps a first victory since way back on May the 8th. They've struggled for results, they've struggled for wins, particularly here at Finn Park, but this is a big result for Harps tonight.